from Clay Electric come out, but that's his job, about a week ago, and he told me, he said, I'm going to tell you the truth about central cooling and heating. They do it some way with water now. I don't know just how they do your well. And he said, I would say put in a central. So I don't know yet what I'm going to do. Going along doing without it. Since that boy has left, it's kind of handicapped me too, because he's an electrician, and I understand it's going to take $100 to wire to it. So I said, well, maybe I better wait till he got back into it on Saturday in a little while.
Gotcha.
So I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I have that heart condition that Dr. Kravath said if I had air conditioning that I'd rest better at night, because it takes the dampness out of the air.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
Yeah.
And I probably would get along better, but
change the air and take the dampness out.
That's what he said. It takes the dampness out.
But you don't need it every day.
No, I know it. That's it.
It's just when it's damp.
Yeah, that's right. You know, once in a while it gets so damp and sticky, it seems like.
You know, when it gets awful damp, sometimes Faye's more subject to that slam.
Down here,
Dave,
in.
Girl, I'm just
helping my hands with a little dryer hand.
You've been looking to birds, have you?
Well, I was looking at the place he got fixed to feed them.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't none up down there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but some flew up there just then. I don't know what they are. But he's got a good place to wash them in when you wash the dishes.
He sure is.
Wash the dishes right here. You can just
look out at the birds.
Yeah.
That's what I do where I work at.
Oh, it is?
Got the bullet things from there.
Uh-huh.
And I stand there and wash dishes and watch bullets.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing to do. Yeah.
Then I likes bullets.
Oh, yeah.
I likes bullets.
Are they good company?
Yes, ma'am. Good company for me.
Do you know very many of them, the names of them?
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I just know this bird is a pretty bird, and I just know that bird is all right, and I know the difference in them, but I don't know nothing about the names.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter.
No.
Well, it kind of helps. You know when it's a red bird and a blue bird. You know that, So, they have lots of feeders over there.
That's right.
Oh, over at the Roy's?
Yes, ma'am. They got, I don't know how many they got.
Oh.
But they got theirs and little bowls right like that.
Uh-huh.
Just about that square. It's about wide as it is long.
Uh-huh.
And they put the feed on that.
Mm-hmm.
They put them on a wire, fasten around them bowls and hang them on limb, different limbs around me. And the birds come in. And they got things on the ground to put the water in. And on the little posts about like that.
Oh.
Come and get the water. Now when it gets cold, it gives a lots of oleos up there.
Oh.
When it's cold. Oh. But look like when it get warm, it goes back where it comes from.
Yeah.
You don't see it.
Yeah. It's smart.
Man.
It's smart. Yeah. Well, well, it's funny how they know what to do and how to
it
do.
It is.
It's just.
But they do. But you take, look like, animals.
Yeah.
And things like that. They got more sense and more thoughts than some people.
Yeah.
It seems to me like. Now, I go along to work in the morning. I watch the cows and things on the road.
Yeah.
Well, if one of the cows got a young calf out there, all of them won't leave that calf.
Oh.
It's one of them gonna stay around. And they get up and they nurse them on time. Well, there's lots of folks come to my, on my side, come to my where I know.
Uh-huh.
They get up, they don't care whether you don't eat or not. They going on about their business.
Yeah. And go on about the business and the cows and just take care
but
of them.
But the cows stay around her children.
Yeah, the children.
So in that way, it looks to me like, you see, when I think about human and watch the cows, well, that gives me a thought. Well, now she is more interested in some humans
than humans.
Well, you take
That's right. You
take lots of women. They'll bust a baby. They give it to anybody.
Just give it to anybody. Yeah,
keep them taking care of it.
There are people that's that like
that's
that.
That's right. That's like that.
And I don't see how they can do it, Daisy.
I don't see either.
After you suffer and go through with all of that.
Oh, but they'll do it. I've seen it done.
Uh-huh. Just go off and not care for them. Give it away.
How long you gonna be down?
Well, I'll stay a good little bit longer than this. I've been here a month, though. And
so you is?
Yeah, it's been so bad, I haven't even been down to see
Bessie. Oh, and it's been cold.
Yes.
Heavy.
Yeah, but it's been cold up home.
I know. But they used to say when I first come to this state, it didn't get cold in Florida.
Yeah.
But I tell them now. I said, you can't tell me that no more.
Where did you come from?
I come from Georgia.
Oh, you're from Georgia.
Yes, ma'am. My home's in Georgia.
And you've been here how long in Florida?
I come here in 33.
33. Well, you've been here a good many years.
Yes, ma'am.
33. Yes, sir. Well, now, how old are you? You've been
77.
And you know I had a birthday yesterday? I was 86.
No, you wasn't.
Yeah, I was 86.
Yesterday?
I think Bessie, yesterday. I think Bessie is about my age. I think Bessie's just about as old as I am. I believe I heard her.
I thought her telling somebody the other day, somebody asked how old she was, and I thought she said she was 85.
Yeah, I think she's 85. Mm-hmm. Well, we're right close together. I was 86, and I expect I was 80 at mine before her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She'll probably be 86 on next birthday.
Her next birthday.
Uh-huh.
I heard her tell somebody she was 85.
Uh-huh. Well, and you saying you still work.
Yes, ma'am.
And my, what do you do mostly? Just housework?
That's all.
What
well,
did you?
Mostly I do, I clean up,
uh-huh.
I wash dishes, and I wash little soft things.
His own
hands.
He has.
Ain't doing much. Well, you know what I tell him? I said, not so much work that I do. Now, I said, but she just keeps me there because I used to work.
Oh,
yeah, I've been there.
You used to work, but now
yeah,
then she
it's
just keeps
not
you.
Much work. So I've been there.
Wait, she still work? Does she
yes,
teach?
Ma'am. She teaches school every day.
Goes into Gainesville?
Yes, ma'am.
But you don't work now. Today is Thursday. You don't work on Thursday.
No, ma'am.
You don't work on Thursday.
I don't work, but I go Monday, and I work till noon. Then I go Wednesday and work till noon.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, I work till noon.
Do you walk over there?
Yes, ma'am.
You walk over to her house.
No.
That's right, smart little piece to walk.
Yes.
Or do you have got a cutaway somewhere?
Yes, ma'am. I walk. Walk in, walk back. Oh, but now Saturday, sometime they bring me back.
Uh-huh.
If they, there. Mm-hmm. They brought it there.
Uh-huh.
I walk. My children and my grandchildren, they fuss about it. Grandma, you
okay? I expect it's really kept you going, though. That
yeah.
Walk, they say walking's good for you.
Grandma, you ought to quit work. I said, hold on. Well, you too old to work. I said, I must think. I'm still working.
You still working? Yeah, yeah.
And you take that long walk up there, they ought to come get you. I said, they ain't never come got me.
Uh-huh.
It's just some time.
Yeah.
I said, I've been walking there all these years.
Uh-huh.
And back.
What have you been doing all the time? I mean, have you just always done housework?
No. I used to work in the yard, and she used to have cows. I used to milk.
Oh, you did?
She had chickens. She raised her own chickens for a long time.
I wish we had some chickens up here. I miss them.
So, I know. I'd feed the chickens. I'd give up the eggs sometimes. Then, when she was going to kill chickens, sometimes I'll dress chickens many a day, a half a day at a time.
Oh,
see,
what
she,
would she do to them? Keep them that long?
She'd have them dressed, and then before she got a deep freezer, she would take them to Gainesville, take them somewhere, and keep them as long as she wanted.
Uh-huh.
Well, after she got her...
Well, they used to cook them and can them, mm-hmm. I think
well,
some people did.
Well,
they canned meat, I know.
But she never...
Never
did
do that.
Uh-huh. Oh, nothing like that.
Yeah.
She'd can vegetables and...
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that. She used to put up that stuff. Pickles. All kinds of stuff.
I did too.
Mm-hmm.
I used to put up all kind of stuff. Make
and you enjoyed
stuff.
It. It
oh,
was good.
Oh, I did. I really enjoyed it every bit. I enjoyed it.
But young folks now, they ain't got time.
They haven't got time to do that.
No.
Well, you can get everything in the store now.
Well, that's what they say. You can buy it cheaper than you can fix it.
Well, if you don't raise it.
You can.
If you raise it, though, used to, when we'd raise it, it didn't cost us as much.
And things wasn't as high.
Yeah, it didn't cost us as much as it does now.
So.
Well, Guy says it costs, I forget how much, and he feeds the birds out here.
Mm-hmm.
It costs right smart to buy the grain.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. He buys grain for it. They put this up. I think he put it up for Christmas, I think. The birds are flying right out there now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what time. They say there's been lots of Oreos, like you said. They are the yellow birds.
Yes.
Aren't they? They are real pretty.
Pretty.
I don't believe I've seen one here. Maybe they are. They'll have, though. I don't see too good, so they probably have been here, maybe. My eyes are bad, the worst thing about me.
Yes.
My eyes are bad. But I do a lot of little handwork, though, try to keep myself busy.
So you do?
Yeah, I do piddling, just piddle with my hands. I have a tray, a little basket right behind you on that stove I've been making. I made that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can see all right.
I can't see to read, though. I can't see to read. Mm-hmm. So I have that trouble. But I've been working on that this morning. I love to have something to do.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
I just So. No, I never would get nothing like that done.
And I could see I couldn't do it.
We kind of had to get trained to do that. I had to kind of learn to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. I went to a club, they called it, and learned how to do that kind of work. I made a lot of great big ones like this, great big trays.
You make them and then you sell them?
Well, no, I usually give them away. I think I've sold one or two in my lifetime. But I've given away. I give them to my daughters with faith, three or four, and my other daughter and her children, and my friends. I give them to my friends who are nice to me. Been awfully nice. I think I've given several to people down here that that's been so nice to me.
Yeah.
Faye had one colored, one woman that worked for her. We were all crazy about her and everything. And I stayed a good while that winter, and I made her a nice little tray about that big. She was so proud of it.
I know she was.
She was the best help that ever had or I ever saw. But she would get on a spree of some kind and and be off for a week or two or something like that. Oh, she really was good, though. She was just a grand person. That's mighty bad when people have to do that. Seem like
well,
they do.
When they do that, they don't have to do that.
They don't have to do the daisy.
No, ma'am.
But they just
they
get
do
the habit
it
of
because
it.
They don't
have to. That's right.
Do that. Now, look at Carrie Kemp now. She makes me sick. She do. She doesn't make me sick. Now, she's no good to her daughter. She's no good to herself. She don't want to be. She don't want to be.
She don't want to be. She's has her daughter. Is her daughter
No, she's not all right. She's just, now you know they took one leg off.
Well, I believe I heard Faye say something about that.
Well, now the other foot has...
Oh, is it hurting now, too?
Bad. It's hurting and it's swollen up. Yes,
what did she have diabetes or
yes,
what they call?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Well, she went to the doctor. Well, I think she stayed up there in the hospital there too with this other foot. She said, the doctor said he was thinking it was sugar. Then moved over there.
Sugar.
Said,
I bet she's been using lots of sugar. You think she's eating a lot of it?
Well, I think she didn't think she was. So she said, the doctor said it wasn't. But that's hard for me to believe. Because it started just like that. Other foot.
Oh, that is.
One started in the toe and this young. It started around the side and looks like it's got a scab or dead skin over it. That wide. Under that skin is little red spots. Kind of little red spots.
Well, that looks, sounds kind of like it's in trouble, don't it? Yes, it does.
So, Bessa told me one day this week, Monday, I reckon. She said, Anna's other foot is start swelling. Said, yeah. She said, yes. I said, it was swole pretty bad the other day. But I says, she don't want to say his sugar. She said, she said, but
you reckon she's been careful about what she's been eating? No, no.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Cold.
I don't be around them much.
Oh, you're not around them much.
No.
No, you're working.
I tell you what. I would go more and spend a few minutes, because I don't have much time to
visit. No, you don't to visit, do
you? When I come from work, well, then I got work at home.
Yeah,
to do.
Yeah.
Well, they ain't got nothing to do.
Nothing. They just sit there all day.
They ain't got nothing to do. The welfare punishes a woman to come there twice a week. She's there Monday and Friday to clean up for them.
You mean you just?
Yes. Well, just them two, I don't see where they need nobody. She's in.
Well, it looks like Kara could do some of that.
Kara could do some. Anna could do some. She's in a rolling chair. She could roll up to something and do something. Well.
Well, so this one of the welfare's doing that. I don't know.
Well, it is.
Must have gotten on a streak. Well, sometimes they don't.
Do
things for some people.
As I tell them, they do more for some and they do others.
Well, she comes
every Monday. Stay till noon. She comes Friday, and stay till noon.
Is she a colored girl?
Colored woman. Yes.
Wonder where she comes from, in town?
She come from over here to Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Yes. She got her own car. Drives herself. And she's mighty nice. And just like I tell Bessie, I say, if somebody needs the money the welfare's paying Lily better than Lily do.
Yeah.
I say, now if Carrie would do anything and Anna do something, why do you know?
A little in half keeping
a woman. She lives in Reddick's. She's a seamstress. She ain't got an LA.
Oh, and a
seamstress. But she got an electric machine.
Yeah.
She set that thing some kind of way and make it put its dresses.
Oh.
She's in a rolling chair.
In a rolling chair?
Oh, that chair. That, she can't walk a step.
Well.
She got a leg. She can't use it.
But
you know the biggest
thing. Well, then she's on welfare, I guess, too.
I don't think she is.
Well,
I don't think they would take her.
Cause she could work.
She could what?
Well, as they claim that Carrie's not able to work. Is that what they?
That's what they say.
They say that Carrie's not able to work.
But I said this: if they know what kind of life Carrie lives, she wouldn't be on the welfare.
They ought to investigate a little bit.
No, I know if they know.
How does she get her groceries? How do they get their groceries?
Well, you know, they give them she used to go, she had a credit to Mr. Wood.
She'd
go there and get groceries. Well, she wouldn't pay him. She wouldn't have pay him. She wouldn't even cash a check there. When her check come, she'd get somewhere else and catch it.
Yeah.
Well, she'd give him a little something. So, I heard, she told me that Emma and Arthur, they paid the last bill was down there. When Fred went up her account, she had used up $15 worth of cigarettes. She didn't tell me that part, but she told me this. She said, since Arthur is start helping with the bill, him and Anna goes down and have me cut off. Said they told Fred to don't let me have nothing unless he got a note from Anna or Arthur. She said they treating me like I'm some kind of a child. I said, well, sometime old folks have to be guided as well as children.
Yes.
So I think it's a good thing that
they
get that.
Yeah.
No.
Well, is Anna and Arthur's not much better, are they, though?
No. No.
So
no.
It's kind of bad in a way.
It's
kind of bad.
As I tell Stephanie sometimes, I said, well, he's three of a kind.
Three?
I said, Anna, Arthur, and Karen.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Karen, Arthur, they drink up everything they can get a hold of.
Oh, that old whiskey.
I said, well,
that old whiskey.
Anna, she'll eat up the world if she could swallow it. I said, so. And then they want to borrow it all the time.
Borrow it.
It's all right to borrow it.
But you pay back.
Think about borrowing. You ought to think about paying it back.
Why, yes. Right. Yes.
Before, it'd be like it is to the store. You can't get nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
Well, then you're the cause of it.
You're the cause. That's right. You've done it. You've brought it on yourself, haven't you?
Do you know, I've been dealing with them in that store ever since I've been in this state. You see, Fred's daddy, he used to run it. Fred, he was a schoolboy. Well, when his daddy died, his oldest brother, he took care of the store. I was trading there around. Now the baby got it, baby boy got it, and I'm trading there right on, and we ain't never had that much trouble.
Uh-huh.
All these years, we ain't had that much trouble.
You never had?
No.
Just
if he is kind enough to trust me and let me have things I need and wait on me for his money when I get it, I'm going to care it to him.
That's what I do now.
I trade down there. I buy my groceries there. When I get my check, it comes there.
It comes to the store?
On
the post office.
I go down and get it. I open it, and he cash it, and he get his.
Yeah.
And now you get yours. And I take what you leave.
Oh, well, that's fine. That he has confidence.
I go there and get anything I need.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need everything in the store. It don't take lots of things to keep me living. I can.
You take care of what you get and don't throw it wasted. And you don't spend it for cigarettes.
Just for cigarettes and foolishness.
Well, that's just fine that you. Well, if people are honest,
they can live.
They can live. People.
Yes, ma'am. If you are honest and folks find it out and know you mean right, they're willing to help you.
They're willing to, yeah.
Yes, they're willing to help you. As I tell them, I say I'm going to do all I can for myself.
Uh-huh.
Whilst I can.
While you can,
I say, when I get to where I can, I say, I ain't looking to suffer. I say, somebody
will
come and help me.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I said, if I just sit down here and do nothing and can do things, I said, I done wore out all my friends and neighbors before I needed them, and they ain't coming.
That's good. Good thought. You wore them out before you really need them.
Before I needed them.
That's really a good thought. Yes, it is. Yeah. Well, I just heard from up in my people that up where I live,
mm-hmm.
that a 97-year-old woman died, and my daughter had been looking after her a long time, doing things for her.
Yes.
They finally put her in a home, though,
mm-hmm.
and she passed away just last week.
Yeah.
But my daughter went out and did. She looked after her for everything she needed that didn't get. I know Christmas she went all over town. She wanted a certain kind of dress.
Yeah.
The little woman did, and she had to go over and she just hunted and hunted to get that kind of dress for her. And she did. It was real pretty.
She did find.
And she couldn't wear woolen stuff, not silk, anything, and she had to have some kind of cotton all the time. She broke out if she wore a scratchy thing.
Oh.
And she had to sleep in a gown. She called it shaddy. And it was hard to get this kind of material now, and so my daughter just hunted and hunted for a shaddy gown. And she finally found one, too, this Christmas. But she didn't live long to use them much this time. But she had lived 97 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
But she was a practical nurse. She had lots of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent her money and things along all the time. Well, that's right. You can have friends, just
that's
don't wear them out before you need them.
But you got to make them.
Yeah, you got to make
you
friends,
to
Dave.
Make
and you be, I think, live so as let others live. Live like. Do good to those who do good to you. And those sometimes that don't do good to you.
So
you try it. It's mighty hard sometimes too, though, isn't it, Daisy?
That's the truth. But
yeah, we try to do good.
I know when I first come to this country, you know, at home.
Yeah.
You know, folks would come to Florida and come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and some women was sitting down talking in Georgia one day.
Yeah.
So one of them said, I'm going to Florida. So they tell me money grows on trees.
Oh,
in Florida.
And that's
I'm going there. And get some of it. His money's that free. It's what we're going for.
That's why you came to Florida.
I sat there and listened to him. I couldn't understand it. Trees growing money.
Yeah.
I didn't see. So, finally I come to Florida. And then I find out how you shake that money off that tree. You wait for it.
That's right.
That moss out there. You go down and pull that moss down. You kill it. You sell it. And that's money growing on trees. But you got to get it down. So, you know, lots of folks, they don't think. You can just tell them something and soon they leave this with God. But I try to remember and think about things. Now I thought about her. We sitting down there talking. They tell me money grows on trees in Florida. Well, I lived long enough to see. Now that money is just like a farm or something. If you're getting the money out your crop, you got to work it.
Yeah.
If you get any money out of that tree, you got to wait for it.
That's right.
Yes, sir. You don't just go there and shake it down. You wait for it. Now, that's what I do. Well, some folks say there ain't nothing in it. I said, but you can't tell me that. It's in there if you get it out.
But Daisy, how'd you handle that moss after you got it?
Yeah, you get it killed.
Mm-hmm.
You hang it up and dry. Yeah, when it get dry.
You see, I got on here just past that. Everybody had quit that when I got on here, so I never
got
on.
Yeah, they got every place in the ranch, you know. Cars is in there where it used to be open, and we could just go in there. But when we wasn't working on the farm, it just about, sometimes it'd be 4 or 5 of us, and sometimes it'd be 2. We'd go in these woods, all back there where I live. We'd gather moss all day. We'd gather that moss.
Well, you lived in the woods too back there, didn't you?
Yes, sir. We'd gather moss, and then we'd pile it out somewhere where there was a road while it was green. Well, then we'd have to get somebody to haul it to our house. He'd haul it there, throw it off. Then we'd go there and bed it. He'd just throw it down there. But when we get ready to cure it, we kind of spread it out, you know. Sometimes we'd have a pile, biggest this kitchen, this high. Then we'd get as much in that pile as we want. And then we'd start us another pile. And when we wash, we'd pour the suds on it, the water we wash in. We'd pour it on that moss. That's the way we killed it. Well, when it rained, the rain really, we let it stay there 3 or 4 weeks. But the way we'd have to examine it, we'd go there and look on it and see how was that looking down there. If it was getting black, we let it stay there a little while long. Then we'd take that top, put it over there, and let this here black come on the top. Let that goes on top. Kill.
Well, you had to keep after it.
Oh yeah. You had to work. You had to work for that money you got off that tree. But I enjoyed it. I did. Well, now you see, when there wasn't nothing to do on the farm, well then we could bale our moss and sell it and live out of that. Because we wasn't making nothing out of the crops we sold them too. But we done that every day when they didn't need us on the farm. We done that. I'd gather moss 2-3 days. I kept 3 washings. That helped me through the summer. See, I had 3 children to raise. I kept them 3 washings. When I knock off out the field, I'd go home and wash. Get in my kitchen and wash. Boil. I had a red big wash pot. I'd boil.
Outdoors.
Outdoors. Bring me my kitchen, rub them out, put them in my wrenching bowl. I'll set up a minion now till after 12 o'clock. Waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in my house would be fast asleep if they happen to wake up and I'm still working. Daisy, why don't you go to bed? I said, I ain't ready. That's me, not uncle. I'd get up in the morning, 4 o'clock. I'd wrench them clothes out and hang them up on the line that night. When I'm not home, I'd take in that one. If it come a rainy day, then I iron that day. I tell them, I don't believe what could hurt you if you take care of yourself after you work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm It ain't hurting me.
Yeah.
Well, now that's it, Miss Daisy. And I don't know, in a way, I expect you got as much pleasure out of some of that working as some of these people now do out of just playing around, or whatever they call pleasure.
I believe I got more. They ain't getting nothing out of the most of them. They ain't getting nothing out of this life they live in. They ain't nothing. Do you know the biggest thing about work and the hardest job? Getting the will to do it. If you willing, it ain't hard.
Yes.
That's right.
But if you don't want to do it, you think so it's going to kill you to do that. And it ain't nothing but life. But, you know, I tell them, I don't just work for a payday. There's more in work to me than a payday. I work because I want. I'm willing to work. I work because it's honest to work. I work because it's an exercise to me to be doing something. It means more to me to work than a payday. Well, after I do that, get my exercise out of it, do my work, and then I get my money. I said, plenty of time, I don't get no money. But I'm working right on. I'm going home to go to work. I ain't gonna get nothing for that. But it's my job and I got to get on. I ain't looking for nothing.
But I don't imagine they want to hear that sort of talk from you.
Oh, I look at the folks, mine, over there. Them great big boys. Run around there playing football. Can't hardly walk in the yard for the trash and the mess they put there. Nobody to say movie. Nobody. And they throw it on my house, they take it up from there. I said, I'm not going to pick it up behind you. So put it down there with you. They don't like it, what they do.
But
another thing that parents don't like for you to talk to them like that. That's one thing wrong with the children. The parents don't try to teach them to do nothing, and they don't want you to do it. But, you see, that's my place up there. I don't throw trash out there. If I throw it out there, I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
I said, pick it up, don't put that paper down there. I said, put it down there with your other. There's a heap of it they got down there. Yeah. Now, you tell you. Now there's Samuel, 18 years old. And he hit a lick this week. I think I seen him hipping his brother-in-law paint this his eye. His mom come in there Monday evening. She borrowed Bessie's rake. She raked and she picked up trash and she pulled around. Now there he been there all day. She been working all day since he got out there and helped her.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he got out there and helped her. He like, why didn't you have it done before I come? When I was raising my children, y'all, I work every day. They went to school every day. They had a job when they come from school, cause they gonna get there before I do. And when I get there, it's done. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't done, you gonna give an account of it. I told you to do so-and-so, how come you didn't do it? Well, I forgot, and I said, well, I ain't gonna forget. I said, I'm going to remember and try to have you to remember. You ain't do nothing, I'm quick. My wash water, they got it. When I had to come from work, my water was ready. The pot was clean, water in it. Children now, they don't do nothing.
Well, now that'd be a big help to you, Miss Davis.
That was a help.
Well, you need to have them, Mr. Mine, if you ain't gonna have them to help you. No time. And you done everything and got them up to where they can help you. Well, now you gonna let them just lay around, and walk the road, or ride around, or something. I tell them. I said, it's a good thing I ain't got no. I said, because if I was raising any now, I'm too old to go to Rayford. I said, but I couldn't put up with this mess they care. I couldn't. I couldn't stand it. I'd just have to go. I couldn't do nothing. Once, Jesus, but I'd kill him, so help me. And then when you say something to them, they get mad. You see, that's what make you hurt.
Oh, yes.
That's what make you hurt.
They don't want to hear this, Miss Davis.
No. And they'll tell you quick. That was your day.
And it's your day. Yeah,
it's different
right.
Now.
Things is different now from what it was when you come in. That's what your children will tell you about theirs. You try to tell you that about your grandchild.
Yeah.
You be telling me anything. I said, yes. Mm-hmm. I said, but one thing about it. I said, the way I raised you, you say I was hard on you and all these times. I didn't kill you. I said, but I learned you how to work for yourself. I said, you still doing it, working for yourself. I said, why don't you have yours to do it? Mama, children's ain't like the world. I said, no, they ain't. I said, when I was coming on, I said, you could count them on the chain gang. You can go along the road and come. I said, you can't now. I said, there's too many. I said, the jailhouse is overcrowded. Chain gang running over. I said, the crazy house is too full. They want you to keep them as long as you can because they got too many there to look at. I said, that's what's the matter. I said, that's the change.
Yeah.
They got no mammy. They ain't got no pants. They want them to do what they want to do. But one day they can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, when they get them out there on that chain gang, they're going to do what that man said to do.
Yeah.
They can't tell him what to do.
I've seen that work out, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seen
it'll do it.
Miss Daisy?
Ma'am?
And you came to Florida because you heard that the money grew on trees.
Well,
and
I wasn't thinking about it right then.
Yeah, well then,
but
and
I had to
find out that it was the hay, I mean the moss.
That's right.
That's what it meant?
That's
you
what
know,
it meant. Yeah, I believe that's the way it grew. I ain't seen none growing no other way.
Yeah, money growing on trees. That's money, right.
Money growing on trees.
Well, how did you get it bailed?
Well,
did somebody
we made a
yeah.
the thing or something more about like that, like a box.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that
and
big? 4 or 5 foot?
Yeah, it was about that long.
Yeah.
And you'd put it in there, and then you'd pack it just as tight as you could get it in there, in that box.
Uh-huh.
Then you'd have to have somebody help you to lift that box off it.
Oh, uh-huh.
And leave the bale there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And wouldn't it be tied? Would you have it tied in a way? Would you
tie? Yeah, we had wire.
Wire.
We had
wire.
Some hay wire, and it was to tie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. You see, when we put it in there, we put our wire. We put two wires.
Mm-hmm.
In the bale and pack this moss on this wire.
Yeah, I understand that.
And then, before we take it out, we tie it.
Now, what would you get for that?
Well,
how much money
would
a bale cost you get?
I have got as high as 6 cents for it.
Six what?
6 cents.
6 cents for a bale of
no, a pound.
Oh. Oh, what would a pound weigh?
Man.
You mean a bale of
What would a bale weigh?
Well, sometimes we'd pack 'em 100.
Oh.
Sometimes
oh.
we'd pack 'em 50.
Oh, that was money.
You get your 4 or 5 bales and get somebody to carry to the coast. Then it was a man, he'd come round and pick it out in a truck. I have sold as high as $30 a bar at one time.
Goodness. Well, wasn't that nice? Well, I'm really interested in that.
Well, I was interested in it if I could and had a place I could go and get some, I'd get it now. Of course, it's kind of hard to get rid of it now.
Yeah, so far up.
Yes,
high
it's
up.
Too far.
Yeah.
And then you can't hardly get nobody to haul it for you.
No.
And if they haul it, well, they're going to get more out of it than you. Of course, you see, they'll have to cap O'Keller to tell me it's a place down there where they buy it.
Yeah.
Well, somebody come in and tell something to O'Keller. Now, Bessie got some. She been had it there last year. She said she gonna get somebody to take it to O'Keller.
Well,
I said, well, if somebody cared down there, I said, what are you gonna get out of it? 50 cents? That's it. Lay where it's at. If you're going to get more than me, well, I'm going to let it stay right there. Of course, I don't mind paying you something, but like folks charge you now, you won't get more.
Uh-huh. Well, I love to pull it. I pull hay a lot. Nearly every time I come out here.
Moss.
Yeah, moss, I mean.
You like to pull it?
Yeah, I like to pull it off the trees because I don't know much about it.
Yeah.
I just love to reach up and pull it down.
We'd have us some poles. Long
poles.
Mm-hmm. And we'd put a wire on and kind of bend that wire at the end and put it up there and hang it in the moss
and then
twist it.
Uh-huh.
Pull it down.
Down.
Sometimes we get a roll coming down.
Yeah. I'm
then like it come a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it, blow it down.
Mm-hmm.
Blow sometimes great big limb, and then it blow lots of it. I've seen it, the ground just covered with moss.
Oh,
no. Well, that was good for us then.
Yeah.
We'd just walk along and pick it up, you see, and shake it and tote it to the pile. We could get some when the good Lord laid it down there. We could get some then.
Yeah.
You had Miss Bessie's pitchfork and just walk along there and
that's right.
Get the pitchfork
full. With a pitchfork.
And you don't have to scoop over and
wouldn't have
walk
to
along there
down.
And talk to you.
That's
neighbors.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Daisy?
Yes, sir.
This little station out there where all them birds is, now they fly off every time I look out there. Now, you see, if you're chilling, your grandchildren and all, they got something right there close by where they can look out the window. Of course, they're playing out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the birds won't come.
The birds can't come down.
No. You kind of got to be away from it so they'll come.
The birds like for it to be quiet.
Yeah.
And they'll go there and feed. But now, if you go out there, every one of them will leave.
Yeah. You get too close.
You
course,
have to stay hid to watch them.
Yeah. Now that little station there, if the children are in, you know, they get so, they'll watch the birds and they won't want to shoot them. And
that's right.
Be more fun to watch them than it is to disturb them. Now you've got some of those places where you watch?
No, sir. I don't have none.
Well, you was telling me about some out there.
Telling you about up to the house.
Yes.
Yes, sir. They got they got 7, 8, maybe 9, 10 little boats like this. Round in trees.
Yeah.
Different trees.
Yeah.
They feed them. Feed them up there. They
where you work.
Fat farm, sewage. They put a little grain up there. But they put grits, bread, you know, up there. Well, they like that better than they do the grain. That grain they put up there, they leave it.
Oh.
You pick on it that. But they eat up all them grits and bread. I bet they ain't a bit on them now.
You mean just dry grits? They just put the dry grits?
Yes, they just pour the grits up there.
Huh.
But the bread,
certain
they kind of wet it. Make it kind of damp and you can crumble it up.
They just pour the grits there.
They
don't cook the grits,
No, sir, they don't cook them.
Oh, you know.
Certain kind, I guess a small bird eats those grits.
Oh, no, they have to leave some from a meal, leave some grits in the bowl. Yeah, you put them darn ones up there.
Uh-huh. And that's just little boards up in the trees?
Yes. And sometimes they just stick out there.
And they have water for them, too.
Yes, ma'am. They got the water troughs on the ground. And some of them up on the poles about that high.
Yeah.
But the most of them on the ground.
Yeah. I see that big old blue jay on the sewer now.
Mm-hmm. I see another kind of bird up there. Oh, cool.
Now, he's a handsome fella, that blue jay. I was going to get that post in for Miss Daisy could see it. I'm going out there and stick that in, baby.
All right. You want to show Miss talking about working?
Yeah, she looked at that.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm. She didn't have it in her hand, but she said something bad that I could see if I could do that kind of work. Told her I couldn't see very good.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at that and she says, well, if you could do that, right,
you can see.
Mm-hmm. And I call it a little bread basket or anything that you want to put in it.
That's
fruit
right.
basket or anything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's getting up like that, though. Can you do it, Miss Ma?
Not very well, but aren't you good? Every time I see you, Daisy, you're working with your hands.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm coming. And darning and things like that. I'll be right back. Mother likes to do things with her hands.
Yeah, I like to work with my hands.
Me too.
Yeah, I love to sew. And I used to love to rake in the yard. I just used to love to rake leaves, but anything. And they always would say I'd go out and make a pile of leaves and burn it, and it wouldn't. I shouldn't do it. It'd be close to something that might catch a fire. And my husband used to say, "Oh, don't burn any leaves today. Don't rake any leaves today." But I just love to rake leaves in the fall and the fall, you know, and all. So I asked to be outside one thing. I love to work in flowers. I used to have lots of flowers.
Yes.
And when I was
bet you got some pretty ones now.
No, I don't. I can't work in them now, Daisy. I had to give up a lot of my things. I can't see which is a flower and which is a weed.
Sometimes
the leaves.
That's right.
It just has to be a bloom sometime that makes me know what it is. No. And It's just
Well, now, Mother's Daisy has
but Daisy,
she has a green thumb.
Yeah.
Anything she puts in the ground.
Daisy has.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's just fine. I don't have that kind.
What have you planted recently, Miss Daisy? Anything?
Me?
Have you put anything, planted anything different recently?
No.
Just taking care of what you
got? I ain't planted nothing. I'm trying to wait to see what is the cold going to hit them.
Yeah.
Get to with them. Then when it get to working with them, then I start working on
them. Oh, oh.
You know, the cold look like it's about killed them all.
That's right.
I'm about to see what's going to come out.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What's going to
come
out.
Do you have some
chameleons?
Do you
comedians?
Have some chameleons?
No.
Oh.
You don't have a camellia bush then?
No.
But Mr. Leroy does, don't he?
Yes,
ma'am.
I think
they
got all kinds.
Roses and everything else.
Oh, the prettiest roses.
Oh, he raises
and lots of them.
Uh-huh. That's his hobby, isn't it?
That's
what he
yes,
likes
Yes, ma'am.
To do?
That's his hobby. He works there.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's Miss Daisy, Thursday morning, the 29th of January, 1970. Thursday morning, the 29th of January, 1970. That's Miss Daisy. Miss Daisy and Mamu and Faye and me. Miss Daisy and Mamu and Faye and me. This is 960, channel 2 over. 960, channel 2 over. Thursday, the 29th of January, 1970. Miss Daisy. I need some more outlets there from you know, straight in.
You ask me?
Uh-huh.
You think?
Yeah.
You want to run off of this side?
Yeah.
I told you this shed is gonna be big enough to take care of the thing you need.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I want four. I got two, haven't I?
You want four?
I just got one.
You got one there, but actually though, one circuit would take care of. But I mean, you wouldn't want one breaker. One 120-amp circuit would take care of this.
And now I have these on it all the time.
All the time?
Sometimes I have them all on at once.
What do you do that for?
Well, I just work it that way. You see, I got that thing there and these things here. These things don't take much, but sometimes I got them on.
Well, you can't by no means see them or hear them all, can you?
I run them, watch them, run them. You see, you get both stations. And I need another one. I need another one, you see. Because I can get the three networks.
What do you want three for?
Sometimes I need them in the program. And I think some of them, you see.
You do this and you screw them?
Yeah.
Oh, pardon
yeah,
me. I thought you was just playing or something.
No, that's part of my business.
Oh, pardon me. I was fixing
it. Well, it's not a big part, really, but it's part of it.
In other words, you use some of this from time to time.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Yes, I've got a whole batch of stuff in there.
That didn't like mine, man. It ain't no good, though, is it?
No, not much.
I just got mine, but it's just like
Oh, you just got one?
Just kids gave it to them for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Sure did. What, is your wife all right? She said she's going to be in.
Well, she's here till dinner.
And then she left.
Oh, she goes in and works every day.
Didn't she tell you I was coming today?
Yeah.
Where you been?
I've been here most of the day. I just went over there to the Shell station and
Well, I started to come that way and I said, no, I said, there ain't no need. I want to see what Richardson's doing over there. Who's building the house uptown?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard them say, but I forget, okay. Willie.
No local.
And I need, let me tell you.
I need some work, man. I lost my job.
Yeah, I know you do.
You got a barn I ain't built or something?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I lost my job.
I bet you did.
Lost fired.
Yeah, maybe. It's pretty hard to get fired these days, isn't it?
No, he's no joke. He shut out. We built out everything he had, all the property he had, and he said he ain't gonna buy no more. I'm gonna work around a little bit and make this crop. I wanna get me a corn crop this year. If I don't do nothing on cattle, I'm gonna sell. I'm gonna sell out.
Well, let me tell you, Willie.
I tell you, I ain't. You know, I don't have a 12th grade education. And of course, there's a lot of jobs going I can do that they won't give me because I hadn't finished high school.
Yeah.
Now, there's several jobs up there in university up there. One job up there I could have got if I'd had 12th grade education, paid big money, but I didn't have. But I can do the job. I told the man, I said, no doubt about it. I said, just give me a chance at it. Electrical, I said, I can do it.
Yeah.
Plumbing, I said, too. I said, it don't make no difference. I said, I can do it. I know I can. So I said, government says you gotta have 12th grade education. I said, heck with them. I said, I can do it. Well, same thing. I could have got maintenance down here on this place down here at Lowell. It's pretty. If I'd have just had 12th grade education, certificate.
Yeah.
Don't make no difference whether you've been to school 12 years or not.
Okay.
Or whether you know anything or not. The man said, just get that graduation certificate from the 12th grade.
That's
he
right.
said, I don't give a damn if you didn't go 2 days.
Yeah.
He said, just show me you got that certificate. Now, you know that's a mess, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
So he told me, he said, you can take a, what do they call that test? A GED test.
Yeah.
But he says, ain't many people pass that test without doing a little studying.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I ain't going back to school. Getting too old to be fooling around going to school. So Martin said, brother said he didn't know whether he's going, didn't, unless something come up where he get a good time material job. Now we had a good one this past year. We built three pretty good sized houses and then one big one, $60,000. But the $60,000 job we got on time material. In other words, they paid for the time and material. All we did was build it.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for something like that. Them things is hard to find. You can't hard to find a job like that anymore.
That's right.
You know, time and material. You can't hard to find. There's so many of these little contractors that can't finance no more.
Yeah.
Man, when it, you know, the interest rate on money now is darn high until it's pitiful.
Yeah.
And, he borrowed money at 8%. He said, I ain't borrowing no more at 8%. And then it went up to 9%.
Yeah.
Well, the man said, for 40 years, I'd have beat her down.
Yeah.
Well, a small fella can't, like brother, he can't deal with that kind of money.
No.
Now, we've been trying to put out 6 to 8 houses a year. And then, of course, I hadn't worked in and out 4 weeks. But, I still work 2 days a week. He gives me $40 a week. Whether I work any or not, well, usually the rule, I work about an average of a day, 2 days a week, day and a half a week, something like that.
Yeah.
And, but shoot, I can't keep on going that rate because heck, I ain't doing nothing. I go up that fool around that apartment, so I feel like I'm robbing somebody. He can do that apartment work himself and get somebody up there that's doing part-time work and just pay them for what to do.
Yeah.
But,
hell, that's not much, would it, to look after something?
No, but then on the other hand, a lot of times I don't do nothing. I don't go up that all. He still gives me a check for the $40. He was paying me $50, but time's getting so bad, you know what I mean? It's hard going. He ain't building, and of course, he got a good bit on second mortgages, but his family lives high on the hog. Yes, sir, his family is home. Every one of them got automobiles,
yeah.
Big automobiles.
Yeah.
They throw money away. me and my wife could live easy on the money that they let go down the drain, that they don't even know, don't feel like, don't really realize that they even had it.
Yeah.
I ain't kidding. We could live good. Just the money that's away. Every one of them got all on bill, and every one got to have this. And if one gets something, the other got to have it, either like it or better.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't think he's going to. I hadn't talked with him since he was up there when they released me from the hospital Tuesday week ago. And he told me that he had some work he wanted me to do on some of the 7th Street apartment as soon as I got able. So I figured I'd go up there. I told your wife I'd have to go up there because he's has done so much for me since in the hospital. In fact, he was there all the time. And I feel like, you know, like I say, a lot of weeks I don't do nothing. I go up there and just don't do nothing. And of course, this was something to go up there, like you say.
But, horses, that's the children, you see. They go right over that corner.
What children is that?
Oh, just all of them. Just any of them that come out here.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Any?
Well, who's fishing that? Is that you fishing?
No.
Where are you fishing at? Down on your lake?
There is some fish down there.
Well, I'm going to have to come over here and get them out.
All right.
You want a mess?
They're mighty good right out of the water.
You don't like fish, huh? Are you by fish like y'all birds?
I don't care for birds.
I know the first time I come over here, the covey quit about it. Played around that whole time when I was working out. Yeah, you look out the back every time the dog, but you said, no, you'd rather see them flying around than dead.
That's right.
Kind of give me a short answer there, and I said, well, shoot, I won't say no more about it. I didn't know you too well then. You know. I just come over here. About the first day I was over here,
yeah.
I said something about coming over here and getting into them birds. And you said, no, you'd rather see them flying around dead. And you said it just that quick, you know. Well, I don't blame you. Know, I got to where I don't like for nobody shooting nothing around the house. I got really upset here year before last, I guess it was. You know, somebody come right in my front yard and shot a squirrel and dropped the old empty hose all around my yard after my lawnmower pick up and sling into my house and hit my young ones and me too.
Yeah.
You know, shotgun shell dangerous to
It
gets so light.
Yeah.
And if it's turned up to where that suction can get hold of that thing, it'll suck it up and throw it out.
Yeah.
My wife's sister next to her, darn near went lame on account of one of the things. Cut her leg and a piece of that stuff went in her leg and she went about a year. They couldn't hardly walk. And finally they x-rayed the thing. She went to the doctor, I don't know, a number of different times.
Yeah.
And she went and she found out by Joe after about 3 or 4 x-rays, they found a piece of metal in there.
Yeah.
Rubbing against the bone. It done worked all the way in, was rubbing against this bone in, right in here between these levers. So they had to cut it out, and it's a piece of that shotgun shell.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, I know, they're dangerous.
But, you know, it's bad when the man that walk right in your front yard and shoots squirrels, shoots right in you, whether they're shooting anything or not, shoot right on your front doorstep.
Yeah.
I mean, there was 3 or 4 shells right at my front door where they ejected them right out of the gun, all in the yard there. And that was 2 years ago. I go out there any afternoon. I'd be feeding up and count 28 squirrels. Just start like this here, 1, 2, 3, 4, right on around like that, and count 28 of them.
Yeah.
Right around the house there. I mean, right around the yard.
Well, sometimes squirrels get plentiful. You kind of have to send them out. But see, the birds don't do that. Look at that beautiful thing there.
Yeah, but them kind there, I don't fool with them.
That's red-bellied.
That's the old sapsucker, red-headed woodpecker.
Yeah. He don't eat green up there. He eats that suet.
That what? That what?
Suet.
Oh, is it, what is that, meat?
Yeah. Fat.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd just sit up there and eat that, and he'd rather get it on the pole. This morning, Miss Daisy was up here. While she was here, I put that little pole up.
Uh-huh.
And you see, he'd rather actually get on the pole than sit up there, but he hadn't got used to that pole yet. You know how they do, they just get a hold of the pole and hang there.
Uh-huh.
And
to work on it. He not comfortable to see standing up.
He likes to be hanging off of something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
and that tail holding him up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
I think the old red-headed is the prettiest. Mm-hmm. One of the prettiest.
Yes, you got a lot of wren there, I see.
They're them little chippies. I don't have the wren. The wren don't come up there.
Is that, what do you call them? That ain't a wren, is it?
No. That's those little chipping sparrows, chippies.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. Chipping sparrow, yeah.
Yeah, a little bitty one. You know, this time of year, they're just big flocks of them.
Oh, yeah, all around the feed boxes.
Yeah.
Out where I feed, you know, they just cover the ground.
Yeah.
That's right. Sometimes things will get still, you know, and the cows won't be moving.
Yeah.
And then the cows will move, and it looked like air flew on them.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I love to see things like that, though. I really do.
And then, you got to have them, you know, you got to have something for them to eat. And, you know, there's no green, wild stuff anymore with these rotary mowers. You see, you can.
Look, you know, he's really getting on it, there he was. Ain't that your buddy?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you got that stick for.
No, I just killed all the reaches over there. I got one, this thing, you know, this is right handy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just, you know, just simple one. It don't change anything. Just
about off and on.
Yeah. But it's nice.
Uh-huh.
And you see, when them old commercials come on, you save your ears. I just save my ears.
Oh. This house we built, that $60,000 home, they had four TVs in it. And they had, you could go up. The old TV man come out there and install them, and me and that boy were brothers, Rock, we was fooling around there and they had one of them to every TV, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you could change the stations, had a dial there, you know what I mean, the punch button thing.
Yeah.
And of course it told you on that what was watching them.
Yeah.
And as long as you could get to where that thing could, you could, as long as you could still see it, that boy taking one and went across the, in the Florida room, into the kitchen, across into the dining room, it opens way through the doors and he could see it,
mm-hmm.
and it still operated.
Mm-hmm.
But he could step behind the wall and it wouldn't move.
Yeah. Well, some of them will operate through the wall.
Well, this one might would, but then he was going through.
Different one.
Going through two different walls there.
Yeah.
See, when he stepped, I imagine, I don't know, it might help. But you could go, take that same one, you know, and you could go from, he could stand there.
Yeah.
And that would go off, and just flick it right over to his left through another opening and hit one in the man's office over there and set it on fire. Man, he'd light up.
Yeah.
The darndest thing you ever seen.
Yeah.
And change the stations, you know. Tone it down, make it loud or calm. Or
yeah.
That's volume control, station control off and on. But that, I don't care nothing about that.
Well, it gets old mighty fast.
What I mean, now that's all right. I mean, you know, to have everything like that. I love to watch TV. I watch TV all the time. And I've gotten a bad habit up since I've had this operation.
Oh, really?
Because I hadn't been doing nothing. The weather was so bad, and every time I walk out and when it's cold, these nerves down here, where they cut these nerves out and put this thing in,
mm-hmm.
man, it just gives me pain. You ain't never heard tell.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Man, that cold air hit my mouth, and it just... You drank water and have a tooth, it hurt?
Yes.
Well, that ain't nothing in comparison to this. I don't know how many nerves there are head up in your lip here, but they all been cut right around through there.
Yeah.
See, this is all plastic on the inside. It's all built up.
Uh-huh.
And that's that sucker's just as hard as a rock.
Uh-huh.
I call my cow by whistle.
Uh-huh.
And I can't whistle.
Can't whistle?
I can't whistle. And it aggravates the stew out of me.
Yeah.
That's a pretty bird. That's a beautiful bird. I don't back up. What's that black bird with a yellow streak on his wing? See him come clean over his lungs. Why don't you look at that bird? He's got a beautiful bird there. See him moving.
Oh, yeah. He's that old red wing.
Is that what you call him?
Yeah, he's a nuisance. I'm going to get a BB gun and get rid of them.
That's not, that's something similar to the, marlin. I believe it's more. You don't like them birds, them kind.
No, they're a nuisance.
They fight the other birds.
Mm-hmm.
There's old blue jays,
yes.
sitting up. They gone.
Yeah.
And they
go,
eat up the crops, huh?
They Yes, they go in colonies, you know, great big flocks, and they'll just rob you. You haven't got a good little BB gun.
No, I have.
That's Mike Weaver said, I mean, Mr. Weaver over there said he's going to get one. And I'm going to lift that screen. See, I'll keep that screen on it, or else they'll see themselves in that window and
knock them.
Break the neck.
Well,
I'll fix it so I can get rid of them old residents.
They have one right in there.
Yeah. That's just like.
Well, there's several of them inside the box. That's a whole flock of them.
Yeah. That's the trouble of them. Yeah, you just stand up there, you know, and don't move much, and you can see them. Some Orioles come up there.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Male and the female. I didn't know what she was until he got there. She came a day or two before he ever got there.
That redbird's a pretty thing, eh?
Oh, you're beautiful.
That's old rooster.
Yeah. You got any chicken? I ought to have a few chickens.
What do you want with chicken?
Game chickens. It'd have to be game or else they
wouldn't survive.
No.
They gotta be game with me too. let's see, you want how many outlets did you say? I'll have to buy that stuff because I ain't got nothing. I mean, you know, I don't keep nothing anymore. I had a bunch of stuff and I went to work up for brother. And every now and then I need a little something. I kept on the haul a little bit off. Now you got a darn thing to work with.
Yeah.
You want three more outlets, Abby. You got one.
Yeah.
You want three more.
Yeah.
Do you want them bunched? Or you want them congregated? Or you want them spread out? Or what?
Okay. See this little thing?
Uh-huh.
That's handy. If I could get it rigged up somehow over there where I'd have several outlets for the same, you know, where I can put, well, three or four of these in at one time.
Well, you see, I can congregate them, gang them, they call it. I can gang them.
Yeah.
If you want, or I can space them out. However you
well, space them out. But then if there's some way where I could put in, you see, three or four of these things at one time.
Well, I can fix it the way you put four. 2, 4, 6.
In the same one?
In the same bracket. It'll take a space just like you gang switches and things. You know, like you gang up outlets and put a duplex or...
No, I don't know anything about it. But
2 gang or 3 gang.
Yeah. But on each circuit.
Oh, you see on that switch there, you got several ganged up there, several switches or something, I believe.
Yeah, but that's that old,
Yeah, there it is right there. I believe we decided that was on that one circular. Well, now, seemed like I put that out in the refrigerator or something, and it's just by itself.
I don't remember. Now that's just the beginning. I need a lot of things.
Oh.
I need one more than yonder.
Well, I might be able to pick that up off the circuit in there unless it's something special or something. Is it special? Do you want it for a special purpose? Just for TV?
Mm-hmm. That's about as special as you can get in it.
Well, they actually they TV generates its own power, most of it. Oh yeah, they have a transformer in there. They transform low voltage to high voltage inside within the cabinet. That's the reason that one of the expensive items in that TV is your transformer,
yeah,
which steps up your voltage.
Yeah.
See, that cotton picking thing generates and steps up the voltage within itself there to a point to where it would electrocute you.
Yeah.
It'll just not, it'll tear your butt up.
Yeah.
I done got tangled up in one of them things.
You have?
Yes, sir. I cut that thing off and it was off a little bit and I didn't realize it was that potent. And I stuck my hand back down and man, sparks flew off my elbow and it knocked my tail out across the room. Had a old big chair, you know, sitting there and knocked that chair over.
Yeah.
And man, it just knocked me for a blue loop. And it had been cut off for several minutes. See, they generate electricity in that transformer inside the cabinet there. And you want to be careful sticking your hand back in there because there's places you can put your hand back there that just naturally won't eat you up. And it tells you on there, you know.
Yeah.
Be careful, high voltage.
Yeah.
I ran my hand in there and I didn't touch a thing. I just stuck it in and was going to read. I seen this wire. It looked like a loose hanging back there.
Yeah.
TV was acting up a little bit. This has been a long time ago.
Yeah.
And this wire looked like it needed to be tightened. Something was loose. And I run my hand in and the transformer down here and the wire was back over here. I run started backing out like that and man that thing was just jumping all over my elbow. I mean it just firing on me like that.
Yeah.
Man, great day that thing hurt me so bad about 2 weeks I was stove up, couldn't hardly walk. But it's hard, that'll knock you down. You want 5 hours in all together.
Yeah.
No. Well, go ahead and tell me. If there's any more electrical, I want to know so I can buy it. See what I mean? I can get it all at one time.
Yeah. Well, that's the main part.
You want 3 here and 1 in there? Or you want 4 here and 1 in there?
3 here and 1 in there.
All right, that's 4 outlets. Now, what else do you want in line electrical?
I can't think right now. But that's the main part. I want something up here that illuminates the room. See, this has been up there so long, the tubes is gone.
You know, I got one just like that. You know, I had one identical like it. My living room.
Yeah.
I threw that damn thing away.
Well, what could you put up there? I don't use it much, but every now and then I just want the whole room where you can read the newspaper. I don't have to put it there. I don't care where you put it.
Well, it'd be better to put it there because it's already opening there. Putting one of them 360-watt bulb fixtures in there, incandescent bulbs instead of that fluorescent circle line, whatever you call it.
And that won't hum on you?
No, it won't hum, and it won't give you as much trouble as that thing does. I paid $20-some wholesale for that thing when I bought it.
Yeah.
Shoot. I thought, well, it was nice for a year or two, but, and then that bloody thing started acting up. And it went from one thing to another.
Yeah.
And when I take that thing down, it got so hot back that scorched the ceiling was charred.
Yeah.
I ain't kidding you, that transformer had shorted and it was burning. It's a wonder it hadn't caught the house on fire.
Yeah.
I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
I take that thing down and throw it away. I said, shoot, I don't want more of that. Well, why I kept telling me, you know, she, back then I was smoking and I couldn't smell nothing halfway, you know. And so she says, every now and then, you know, be sitting there looking at TV. She says, I smell something. It smells hot.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd smell it after you turn it off. A lot of times we'd have it on, you know, especially if company come, we'd turn the TV off and turn that light on so it, you know, it'd be a little bit more lit up. And I know one night she said, I smell something that don't smell like no stove that's just been turned off. I said, well, I don't know what it could be. I said, I don't smell nothing. So she kept on bed aching about that light. She didn't like it. She didn't like it. Cause it every now and then flicker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Come on and flicker. And then it quit. And then it got to where you could turn it on and you had to leave it on about 5 minutes before the light ever come on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, I'm going to take that thing down and put a new light in there. She belly ached about it. So, you know, I went to town and bought a fixture just like this same thing I just mentioned, a 60-watt, 360-watt bulbs and a pretty nice fixture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Taking that thing down, John Ryan, if it hadn't done charred the ceiling.
This one right here, this wall bracket caught on fire one time.
Yeah.
And it happened, the fellow was, just happened to see it. He caught on fire. Wasn't that something?
Yeah.
That is something Bruce Boyle's work. He just put in everything and it, no insulation. And, oh, hell, you did it. Well, what the hell? I'm not explaining anything to you.
I know what's on
there. Yeah.
He didn't have no boxes, no switches. No
boxes.
Boxes for it. No galvanized steel boxes. Actually, I did some work yesterday similar to that. People, I don't know why the house didn't have done burned down.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that somebody had run a by a number 18 cord. Well, 18 cord about like this here.
Yeah. Yeah. 18.
Into the they had a bathroom was built on the back porch. The house originally was built 100 years ago, I guess, 75. It's on the old back porch to build a bathroom. Well, they wired it, actually they put the bathroom in. Of course, the house had been built there and was just on the wire here several years back. And the old boy that wired it, he didn't know about wiring. And so they run that, they didn't put no outlet on the back porch, and the people that bought it